It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Amanda McIntosh. She is with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties. And, you know, a big buzzword that's going around right now is self-care. But do people really know what it is? She's going to come in today and she's going to talk to us about different ways for different people that are self-care. You know, it can be taking a few moments to yourself. It can be something as simple as yoga, getting outside. But we're going to talk about those today. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate the time.
Anytime, you know that. Now, let's talk about this, because this is an interesting thing, and as you've said it, and I said it, it's a buzzword right now.
It is a buzzword, especially when it comes to coronavirus. You know, it is the buzzword. Everyone's like, you make sure that you're taking care of yourself, your self-care, and focusing on yourself. But what people don't understand, and if you've never had a mental health struggle or have ever had to really dig into your emotions, self-care to you might mean just, you know, making sure that you get your 8 hours of sleep, or making sure that you're getting your water intake for the day and taking your vitamins and remembering, you know, to do A, B, and C. That's self-care. But when you do struggle with your mental health, self-care takes on a whole new meaning. And so I appreciate being able to come in today and talk about it. And what does it look like? There are many different facets to self-care, and depending on if you're a man, woman, or child, it can look different for everybody.
And, you know, there are some people, and I have a couple of them in my life, that they just, to me, a certain part of self-care is just relaxing. And there are people out there, and like I said, I've got a couple of them that just can't do it.
Oh, absolutely. When you're constantly on the go, 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 and then somebody's like, oh, you need to take time for yourself and focus on self-care, it's really hard for them to just sit still and focus on themselves. They have so much to do, or they feel like they feel guilty, right? There's that guilt where if you're just being lazy and binge watching Netflix or whatever, that you're not being productive, and that's more damaging than not. But we really do need that downtime to reset, refocus, and reground ourselves.
And exactly, because that's my wife. If she can't relax, or she relaxes different ways than I do, I guess, and we're going to touch on that as well. But that's where it always comes in too, is that, you know, if I'm just sitting here doing nothing, I should be doing something.
Right. Yes.
And people need to realize that part of self-care is just kind of, it's decompressing, really.
Absolutely, absolutely. And for everybody, whether you're a man, a woman, or a child, breathing exercises will be your best friend. And it doesn't have to be an hour-long breathing session. We're not talking about meditation by any means. It's being able to concentrate on the breath that you're taking in, filling up your full lung capacity, and then slowly, you know, exhaling it, and just focusing on what your body is doing, and as the air goes in and as the air goes out, what is your body doing? That's being mindful of what your body needs. Your brain needs that oxygen, so why not give it to it in a very concentrated way? Another skill that I just mentioned is the mindfulness. There are so many resources out there today that are free, especially on YouTube, that walk you through mindfulness exercises. Some of it's imagery guided. Sometimes it's just checking in with your body from your toes to the top of your head. What is going on in your body? What sensations are you feeling? What are you smelling? What are you noticing is happening in your body? These are all techniques for self-care. And so, yeah, you know, there are going to be ways that you're going to take care of yourself that are different than mine. So let's talk about that, Dave. What do you do for self-care?
Well, and we shared a story, and I was saying, I found it was on Facebook one day, and I read it to my whole family. I said, it said, taking 45 seconds and sitting in your car when you get home from work is considered self-care.
Absolutely. Because what are you doing in those 45 seconds?
You're decompressing. You are releasing, you know, and that's what I always do. It's okay. In 45 seconds, I can sit there and I can relax, and you know, work is over, and now it's time to be home.
Yeah, we talked about that. It's that whole switching of hats. All day long, for 8 hours, you're an employee, you work for the radio station, you know that during your workday, you have to get A, B, and C done. But you're home now. You need to take off the work hat and put on the dad and the husband hat and make sure that you are fully engaged with your family at that time. So 45 seconds in the car, absolutely. Take 2 minutes, 4 minutes. Just so that you can decompress and make sure that you walk into your next challenge focused and ready to go.
And we were talking about the fact that, you know what, self-care is different for men, for women, for children even.
Yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. So for men, you know, we always want to gear... self-care is always so focused on women that, like, we're the only ones that need to take care of ourselves, right? Because we take on so many roles and whatnot. But that's not the case. You know, men need to focus on self-care too. So during COVID and beyond, there are some things that men can do that isn't... You know, it's not stigmatized as girly or weak or whatever. It's something as simple as picking up a project at home, something that you enjoy, whether it's whittling wood or working on projects, tinkering with the car, or, you know, creating a project for yourself at the house, right? So that you feel productive, you feel engaged, and you're creating something out of it, right? Other men might find their self-care is up on the mountain hiking and scouting for game, or hunting and fishing. That's a very generalized view of what self-care could look like for men. For women, it's more, you know, the bubble bath and the, you know, drawing or painting and writing or journaling. For women, it also can look like not putting on makeup, not doing your hair. That's self-care for me. I don't know, you know, because it's taxing to have to put on, you know, these different facades, these different faces, you know, quote unquote faces to face the day. So not having to do that, that's a form of self-care. Other things, decluttering, creating vision boards. And this is for male or female. If you're more on the artistic side, taking those artistic skills that you have and creating something with it so that you have something to show for it, totally self-care. For kids, it's different too. You know, I have a 7-year-old, and so I've had to learn what her self-care routine looks like. My daughter will take 2-hour baths, kid you not, and other things that she likes to do. She likes to have dance parties. In fact, on YouTube, you can search for kids yoga, and there's this gal that will take a whole Disney movie and create a yoga routine out of it. And so her self-care is doing the yoga. It's physical activity. It's making her concentrate on her breathing. It's, you know, working her muscles and her core strength and things like that. Other ways that kids could ask for self-care or need self-care is, as weird as it sounds, Dave, is if they throw a tantrum because they don't want to go to dance class or music class or something, that's them telling you that they need a little bit of me time. Not always. Sometimes. We're generalizing, right? But it's them asking for extra snuggles. It's them asking for you to read a story to them or to do a craft project with them. There are different levels depending on your kid, and we just need to make sure that we're indulging everything.
Now, I'm sure there are plenty of good resources out there for this. What are some of the other ones?
So we've talked about them. It's mantherapy.org, going through mindfulness exercises on YouTube. There's tons of apps out there. Calm is one of them. And the Utah Health Department, they have a free membership to something right now, and I should have written it down and I forgot. I'll get it so you can post it. But it's free membership during COVID, and it just talks about all of this stuff.
All right. And so if anybody has any questions about any of this, they can get in touch with you. And what's the best way to do that?
Absolutely. So you can reach out to us through the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand County's Facebook page, instant message there, or just on my wall. You can call me at work, 435-636-1153, and I'll get you in touch with all of the apps and things that we use and that we promote.
All right, Amanda, thank you so much for coming in today and talking to us about this. This is good stuff, and it's for everybody. You may not realize that you need it, but you do.
Absolutely. Everybody needs to take 10 minutes today and think about what they can do for themselves for self-care, and then do it over the weekend. That's my challenge to everybody.
I'll work on that.
Okay.
All right, Amanda, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you.
That's Amanda McIntosh with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties. And if you need more information on videos like this, you can always go and check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.